I'm reading today from the first chapter of Genesis, beginning in the 11th verse. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit and with seed in it, according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. The third day. On the first Sunday of April in 2011, we held our first service here at Turf Valley in the Ellicott Room, and my sermon that day, anyone remember what my sermon was that day? My sermon that day was called Planting Seeds. It was inspired by this verse in Isaiah 61, verse 3. They will be called oaks of righteousness. They will be called oaks of righteousness. You will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Isn't that a great word? That's for you, brothers and sisters. That's for us. We will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. My message for you today is that you were being led to plant seeds, a new ministry, a new fellowship, a new church. And next came the watering, and then came the fertilizing, and then came some weeding. And now we've had 2 years of watering and fertilizing and weeding. How are we doing? How are we doing? We're about to enter the third year. And as I read in Genesis chapter 1, we could call it the third day of our experience together. Let's look at ourselves as seed-bearing plants and seed-bearing trees that bear fruit with seed in them. And let's pray. Let's pray that we will always look to God for our strength in this garden of ours, and that he would look at us and say, "It is good." That's a good word for us too, isn't it? Are you listening? It is good. I want to share 7 scriptures with you today. Oh, oy vey, 7 scriptures. Yes, oy vey. I want to share 7 scriptures with you today that I've chosen for the fellowship that I hope you will hear in fresh and new ways, and I've already shared the first one with you. And that was Genesis 1. Let's listen to each of them and claim these for covenant fellowship. The second one is Psalm 126. This is one of the Psalms of Ascent. By the way, I believe I listed these scripture passages in the bulletin so that you can go back and read them later. This is one of the Psalms of Ascent, meaning that they were ascending the hill of the Lord and singing this. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying the seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." Songs of joy, songs of joy, songs of joy. Hallelujah, over and over. Songs of joy, that's what today is. Today's a song of joy. When we began this ministry, some of you were weeping. Some of you were grieving. Many of you had left a church that you loved, that you served, that you supported, that you helped build for years, some of you for decades. Some of you felt forsaken, unappreciated, unwanted, unloved. For many of you, you were in painful grief over the loss of your church. But now, many of you are filled with songs of joy. You are good seeds. You are good seeds. And you're growing. And you're in the earliest stages of your garden, of bearing fruit in this garden. And carrying in the sheaves. Anybody remember that old hymn? bringing in the sheaves. Do you remember that? It's based on Psalm 126. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Some of you are old enough to remember that. There's a lot of good fruit around here. There's a lot of fruit out there. We're called to bring in the sheaves. Listen, brothers and sisters, never sit back and assume that we don't need to continue planting and tending and weeding and pruning and gardening. We have much, 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 much more to do. Are you listening? We have much more to do. And remember this, you may not live long enough to see and enjoy the fruit. It may be for a future generation, but you are putting down roots and they've begun to grow. I don't know much about flowers and shrubbery and grass. I don't want to know much about flowers and shrubbery and grass. I enjoy looking at them. Elizabeth loves these things. And as we were riding over today, I said to her, I said, look at all those daffodils. I said, did somebody have to plant those? Daffodils don't just grow like that, do they? Have to plant? She said, no, somebody had to plant them. And we were wondering about who planted those daffodils and who decided where they're going to be and in what numbers and in what quantity and so forth. And she made a comment to me that impressed me. She said, I believe their roots go very deep. They go about 6 inches into the ground. And that's how they survive and they come back year after year. And I thought, that's very fitting for what I'm going to be talking about today. We need deep roots. Deep roots. There's much, much more to do. Now that was the second scripture. Here's the third one, Ecclesiastes 11. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Summary. You, with God's help, have started a ministry. Only God knows its future. Only God. Some of us are cockeyed optimists, and we see a wonderful future. And our anthem is, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. And I like that. I want to be a man of faith. I want to be an optimistic man. And I want you to be men and women of faith and optimistic. And I'm sure you do too. I'm sure of that. I have no doubt. I want you to nurture the seeds that have already been sown. I want you to continue to sow many more seeds. I do not want our hands to be idle and concede that we do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. In other words, God is in control. What? Okay. God is in control. We are His workmen. And we have the privilege of enjoying the harvest. Now here's the fourth scripture for today. It's 1 Corinthians 3. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Now I have some news that some of us need to hear. Covenant fellowships, successes do not revolve around me. Harry Causey, I'm just a small part of this. If I ever act like it revolves around me, I am a cockeyed egotist. And I want you to slap my wrist, kick my personality where I'll understand it, and love me back into reality. But guess what? Covenant fellowship doesn't revolve around you either. You are just a small part of it. This is God's. God's so much bigger than any of us. If you ever act like covenant fellowship revolves around you, well, you've just joined the club of cockeyed egotists. And if you're not careful, God's going to kick your cockeyed attitude into next Tuesday. Only God makes things grow. But if we sow the seeds that God has given us in the garden of his kingdom, and if we allow God to be God, if we submit to his encouragement and to, oh, I don't like this word, his pruning, if we submit to his pruning, we will continue to grow far past where we are today, and we will continue far past the third day. This garden, which is full of seedlings now, has wonderful potential, like the Garden of Eden here in Ellicott City. But we all know what happened in the Garden of Eden, don't we? And I don't want any of us running around naked and looking for fig leaves. Oh my word, what an image I have in my mind. 2 years ago at the first worship service, I asked everyone present this question. The question was, what kind of a seed are you? What kind of a seed are you? Many of you were not in the Ellicott room that day, so let me ask it again. What kind of seed are you? Are you a good seed or a bad seed? Furthermore, I hope that all of you are like the mustard seed. We all have heard what Jesus had to say about the mustard seed in Matthew 17, that the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Do you remember what he said in Matthew 13, beginning in verse 31? He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. By the way, that was the fifth scripture for today. Covenant Fellowship, I want us to have enough faith that we can move mountains. Don't you? I want to be able to move mountains. I want us to have enough vision for our little two-year-old seedling that we can see what we're going to be one day, a tree. Even after many of us have left this planet, a tree. I hope all of us are like mustard seeds. I also hope that you are a flower and not a weed in this garden called Covenant Fellowship. In his parable, Jesus called the weeds, quote, the sons of the evil one, end quote. Ouch. I suspect everybody in this room has had church experiences where you have dealt with people in other churches who were weeds, troublemakers, complainers, control freaks, egotists. Their entertainment was church politics. And we all know what that's like. They were not good gardeners. They were garden pests is what they were. Let us not have any garden pests here. Are you a weedy person or are you a flowery person? I know some of you are just blooming idiots, but that's all right. We may need little ortho around here. You know about ortho? That's a very well-known weed killer, but do you know the origin of the word ortho? It's from the Greek. In the Greek language, it means straight or correct. That's why some dentists are called orthodontists. That's why sometimes we need to see an orthopedic surgeon. That's why in the Church of Jesus Christ, we need orthodoxy. It's a weed killer. The Word of God is a weed killer. It keeps us straight and correct. Now here's the sixth scripture for today to mark our anniversary. It's 2 Corinthians 9. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I preached a sermon about the Sea of Galilee and how the water from the Jordan River flowed into the Sea of Galilee, bringing life. It flowed out of the Sea of Galilee, bringing life wherever it went until it reached the Dead Sea below sea level. The water had nowhere to go. And then, of course, it brought death. God supplies. God is our provider. Only God can increase the harvest of this fellowship. Whatever God has given to us, whatever God is giving to us, whatever God does give to us in the way of fellowship or love for one another or possessions or money or insight or convictions or inspirations, whatever we celebrate about this fellowship here today has to be shared outside of this fellowship with thanksgiving to God. Don't sit there passively. I wish I had something to stand higher on at this moment. I wish I could get up higher. Don't sit there passively. Don't you dare put on your Sunday clothes, come here, and then turn around and go home and get into your grubby clothes and turn on your entertainment system and forget about this garden until next Sunday. You're a pitiful gardener if you do that. You're not part of this fellowship if you do that. You are a gardener. We need you to be active, not passive. Be a sower of the seed. Be a singer of the song. Be a prophet. Be an evangelist. Share your gifts and your talents with one another for the glory of God, to the Lord your God. And let the result of that be thanksgiving to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, thank you today for covenant fellowship. What? Amen. Here's the seventh and the final scripture that I selected for us today. It's from Isaiah 55. God is speaking. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. You shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Hallelujah. I love that song. You know, I envision this garden of blooming idiots in a circle, like they do in Israel, and clapping our hands and dancing around covenant fellowship, even if we're looking on it from heaven. Thank you, God, that I was a small part of this extremely wonderful gift. Today we celebrate 2 years of gardening, and we look to the fact that God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his word is the seed of seeds. His word is the seed of seeds, and it will not return to him empty. Now, as we begin this third day, this third year of this garden, let me summarize. Let's rejoice that God is allowing us to bring in the sheaves. Let's exercise mustard seed faith, acknowledging that only God can make things grow. He's in control. Let us share with other people the joy that we have, with other believers and non-believers, the joy that we have in this fellowship. And let us go out in joy. And let us go forth in peace. And I want to close with one more scripture, Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you always. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Hallelujah! Amen. Let's pray. Lord, how can we say thank you in other ways? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to you. We take this fellowship, Lord, in its youth, in its infancy, and we give it again to you. You are the gardener. You are the potter. We are the clay. Lord, thank you for what we are, and thank you for what you see that we will be. And help us all to be a part of that with joy. May we clap our hands with joy over the love we have for this church. I pray in Jesus' name.